Zappos.com is a website that sells shoes. You can order as many pairs as you want, try them on at your home, decide you hate them, and then send them back within a year, and that's all free. They have 24-hour customer service lines, and when you call, you can elect to hear the joke of the day or Gladys Knight.
Hi, I'm Gladys Knight.
And I'm her husband, the name you'll never remember.
William. And we'll be hosting today's greeting on this beautiful day in Las Vegas.
Here is Zappos.
So that we can better assist you, please listen to the following options so we can best do that. Okay?
Okay, so to place an order, please press numeral 1.
If you received a call from our order verification team, please go ahead, press 2.
Is Gladys hard up on times? Why is Gladys doing this?
To which the pips added, press 2-2. And so it goes on, and she sings a little bit, and it's all very cute. And what the heck does it have to do with shoes? Well, let's put it this way. Zappos is a little like the Sally Field of shoes. She's spunky, she's a real sweetheart, and she seems so taken by the fact that customers like her. They really like her. Bill Taylor is a founder of Fast Company magazine, an author of Mavericks at Work. He has studied Zappos as a company just crazy enough to work. Hello, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bill, I think we have to start with the Zappos policy of offering potential employees $1,000 not to work there. What is that about?
Well, it really goes right to Gladys Knight and her husband, I guess. I mean,
good.
Zappos
please explain
is now a $1 billion-a-year company, and they offer a great selection of shoes at a great price. But what they're really trying to do is, in many different ways, strike a kind of emotional and psychological relationship with their customers, make it fun, make it surprising, make it interesting to do business with them. And to do that, you've got to have fun and interesting people working for you. And so when they hire new people, and they now have 1,600 employees, and this is a company that, you know, was nothing a few years ago, so they're hiring people like gangbusters. They immerse them in this four-week training program, and to be honest, it's not for everybody. I mean, a company that's this intense about what they do, there are a lot of folks who sign up and say, man, what have I gotten myself into? I'm just not that committed to what this brand is trying to do. And so one way to figure out whether or not the people you've hired are really in this, if their values and their mindset clicks with what you're trying to do, is to pay them to leave. And so they train you for a week or two, and then there comes this moment they call the offer, and they pull you into a room and they say, look, we'll give you $1,000, we'll pay you for everything you've done up to this point, and we'll give you $1,000 if you quit today. And basically, and by the way, this started with $100.
Mm-hmm.
Then they raised it to $500. Now they're going to $1,000. As they get bigger and bigger, their big concern is, are we blanding ourselves out? Are we hiring a lot of boring people who are warm bodies to answer the phone but aren't our kind of? So they're thinking about raising it again. And the idea is, if people take them up on that, then kind of by definition, you're not a Zappos sort of person. It's actually not a bad question to ask for any, you know, Mike, if NPR came to you and said, we'll give you $20,000 to quit tomorrow, and you said, my goodness, I'm so excited about Bryant Park, I would never do that. That's a great sign about your personal commitment to what you're trying to build. So as crazy as it may sound, it's actually a pretty intriguing way of making sure your people are as excited about what you're doing as the leadership of the company is.
Do you know how many people take the offer? And as the offer, as the
10%? About 10% of new employees take the money and run.
And as the offer, as the offer becomes
last week, I think they're a little worried that's too low. I mean, they actually hope, I think they're, let's raise the price and see if we can get out another 5 or 10%, because they really want intense commitment on the part of their people.
Bill, as the offer becomes known, are people just going through this training with nothing in mind except I'll get reimbursed and then make the $1,000 on the back end?
Well,
do they worry about that?
Zappos is also very intense about how they, you have to be hired in order to get the training. So they're very smart and interesting about how they evaluate you when they hire you, and they ask you all kinds of interesting questions that are trying to, again, get at your mindset and your makeup, and do your values click with our values. So as long as they're smart about who they hire, they don't just hire anybody off the street. They put them through a lot of evaluation. But the theory is, even if we think these people have passed muster, obviously we're not going to bat $1,000 in terms of the people to whom we extend the job offer. So let's use another way of making sure we've got really intense, committed people in our organization.
Now, speaking of their values, I went online. They have their 10 core values posted. Things like be humble, be passionate. But then some jumped out at me, stuff I've never seen, like deliver wow through service, the word wow, and create fun and a little weirdness.
Yep.
Okay. How's that help me if I want to just buy some shoes?
Well, because I think everybody, I mean, as I look at most customers and their experience of dealing with most companies, usually it's downright frustrating, and you want to play. You call any 1-800 number, and you don't get Gladys Knight. You get one of these damn computerized voice prompts, and you spend 25 minutes trying to reach a human being. So with most companies, you want to pull out your hair. At best, it's kind of bland and boring and okay. And so if Zappos says, hey, look, people want great shoes. They want them at a great price. But if we can, introduce a little levity for 30 seconds or a minute during the course of the day, what's wrong with that exactly? And, oh, by the way, it's very memorable for their customers. I think, every business, the holy grail is repeat customers and incredibly loyal customers. And the first time you think of buying a pair of shoes, you think of, in this case, Zappos. You don't get that just because your prices are 2% lower than the other person's or your selection is a little bit broader. You get that because you conduct yourself as a company in ways that are really memorable to lots of people. So that's, in terms of a corporate strategy, if you will, that's what Zappos is going after.
Is it particularly important for a thing like shoes where you could buy the same pair of shoes from 1,000 different sites? I mean, Dell Computer doesn't have to go to this extent, right? Because,
look how well Dell is doing these days. I think Dell's a great example of precisely this point. At some point, if all you're about is literally the nuts and bolts, the cheapest deal, you're an incredibly, and I don't mean to disrespect Dell, but you're kind of a bland, boring company to deal with. At some point, that runs out of steam. Mm-hmm. And I think what Zappos, and by the way, lots of other companies are beginning to tumble to, is you got to get the deal right, you got to get the selection right. They offer they have 4 million pairs of shoes in this warehouse in Kentucky. If Imelda Marcos ever walked in there, I think her head would explode when she looked at it. But so they've got the basics of the business right. But what they're saying is, in this day and age, that's just not enough. And so the question is, what do you layer on top of that to keep you going for the long term? And their theory is you layer on personality. They've got 1,600 people, like I think at least half of them now, are Twittering. And so you go there and, you go to the twitter.zappos.com and they're all their, 164-character haikus or whatever. What's the point of that? Again, just to inject more personality into the brand, and I think that's what so many companies are struggling to do today.
I saw pictures of their Halloween party online. Lots of people dressed as Star Wars character. What's the profile of a typical Zappos employee?
Well, they're not necessarily, I guess you're suggesting they're kind of geeky and so on. They're actually
they have great taste in sci-fi.
Geek,
that's all.
And more just, I think, young, spirited people. In fact, the company was started in San Francisco, and fairly early on they moved from San Francisco to just outside Las Vegas because they just couldn't hire enough people who were actually interested in customer service and dealing with real-life human beings as opposed to, sitting at a desk and writing code and, watching Star Wars or playing Doom or whatever. And so San Francisco was a great technology center, and Zappos is a technology company, but it really is the customer service company. So they moved to Las Vegas, A, because obviously the hospitality industry, to use euphemism, is there, and so it's a city built around customer service, and secondly, there are a lot of call centers there for other companies, and so it's certainly a young company. If I were to, I'm sort of guessing, but my guess is the median age of the employee is probably 24 or 25, but it's not a geek culture. It really is quite explicitly a customer service culture.
And look, if they can make the job of taking calls of irate customers fun and something that people want to do to the point where they don't turn down, where they turn down $1,000 not to do it, they've got something right.
I mean, can you imagine a tougher job than talking 8 hours a day to people all around the company?
Yeah, the word bunion must come up like dozens of times a day.
Yeah, you've got to do things to make it interesting for the customers. It also means, by the way, making it fun and interesting for the employees. And by the way, no matter how high-ranking an executive you are at Zappos or how much of a total programming geek you are, because obviously technology is a big part of this, you have to go through the training course and you have to work at the warehouse.
Bill, for your enthusiasm. Bill Taylor is a founder of Fast Company magazine and author of Mavericks at Work. And thank you very much.
Thanks.